Good morning, everybody.
我们今天要分享的题目是从阴间来的呼喊声。
So the topic we'd like to share upon today is concerning the cries from Hades.
好，我们先一起来看一处的圣经。
Let's first read a passage from the Bible together.
路加福音第16章19节到31节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verses 19 to 31.
路加福音十九章，不对，十六章十九节到三十一节。
Gospel of Luke, chapter 16, verses 19 to 31.
那这个我先讲一下大概这段圣经的背景啊，这是主耶稣亲自讲的一个故事。
So first, I want to give a little bit of background on this story. This is a story that was told by Jesus himself.
是关于一个财主和一个讨饭的，他的名字叫拉撒路。
Concerning a rich man and a beggar whose name was Lazarus.
那么这一段圣经从19节到31节其实可以分成两个部分来读。
And this passage actually from verses 19 to 31 can be split into two.
我们先来看第一段哈，从19节到第23节。
And so we'll take a look at the first section, which is verse 19 to 23.
这一小段呢，乃是讲到这个财主生前，然后财主和拉撒路这个讨饭的那两个人生前的那个生活，然后他们死了以后他们的结局。
So this first part talks about the previous life of the rich man and of Lazarus, the beggar, and then what happened to them after death.
非常巨大的反差，我们一起来读。
And it's a very big difference between the two. Let's read it.
好，十九节，有一个财主穿着紫色袍和细麻布衣服，天天奢华宴乐。
Verse 19, now there was a rich man, and he habitually dressed in purple and fine linen.Joyously living in splendor every day.
又有一个讨饭的名叫拉撒路，浑身生疮，被人放在财主门口。
And a poor man named Lazarus was laid at his gate covered with sores.
要得财主桌子上掉下来的零碎充饥，并且狗来舔他的疮。
And longing to be fed from the crumbs which were falling from the rich man's table, besides even the dogs were coming and licking his sores.
后来那讨饭的死了，被天使带去放在亚伯拉罕的怀里，财主也死了，并且埋葬了。
Now the poor man died and was carried away by angels to Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried.
他在阴间里受痛苦，举目远远地望见亚伯拉罕。又望见拉撒路在他怀里。
In Hades, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment, and saw Abraham far away and Lazarus in his bosom.
那么第二段从第24节一直到31节。
And the second section is from verse 24 to verse 31.
那么这一段呢，乃是讲到这个死了以后的拉撒路和亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕就是以色列人的祖先啊，那早都已经死了，对吧？就是拉撒路和他的祖先亚伯拉罕的一段对话。
And the second part records a dialogue between the rich man and Abraham. Abraham is the ancestor of the Israelites who had died long ago. So this is a recording of the rich man and Abraham's conversation.
那么这个富人也好，拉撒路也好，都是亚伯拉罕的后代。
And so this rich man and Lazarus are both descendants of Abraham.
那我们这段对话，我们大概可以看到啊。这个财主在的地方是完全没有怜悯的地方。
And we can see from this passage that where the rich man was staying is one without mercy.
我们看到他们的对话里边说，要怎么样去避免去那个地方。
And from their conversation, you can tell he's asking, how can I avoid coming to this place?
好，我们来看二十四节。
Let's get verse 24.
这是那个财主说的哈。就喊着说，这个喊着这个词啊，那个你看英文，我不知道这个英文写出来没有啊？英文就是 cried and shout 啊，就实际上是在哭呢，好吧？因为太痛苦了嘛。他就喊着说：“我主亚伯拉罕，可怜我吧，哪怕拉撒路来用指头尖 蘸点水，凉凉我的舌头，因为我在这火焰里极其痛。
And verse 24, this is the rich man speaking. And he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue, for I am in agony in this flame.
亚伯翰说，儿啊，你该回想你生前享过福，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里得安慰，你倒受痛。
So Abraham said, Child, remember that during your life you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus' bad things, but now he is being comforted here, and you are in agony.
不但这样，并且在你我之间有深渊限定，以致人要从这边过到你们那边是不能的，要从那边过到我们这边也是不能的。
And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great chasm fixed.So that those who wish to come over from here to you will not be able, and that none may cross over from there to us.
财主说，我主啊，既是这样，求你打发拉撒路到我父家去。
And he said, then I beg you, Father, that you send him to my father's house.
因为我还有五个弟兄，他可以对他们做见证，免得他们也到这痛苦的地方来。
For I have five brothers, in order that he may warn them,so that they will not also come to this place of torment.
亚伯翰说，他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从。
But Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophet. Let them hear them.
他说，我主亚伯拉罕啊，不是的。若有一个从死里复活的，到他们那里去，他们必要悔改。
But he said, no, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent.
亚伯拉罕说，若是不听从摩西和先知的话，就是有一个从死里复活的，他们也是不听劝。
But he said to him, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be persuaded, even if someone rises from the dead.
好，我们一起有点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer together.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we give you praise and thanks.
我们谢谢你今天早晨把我们一同召集在你的面前。
We give you thanks that this morning you've called us together before you.
要借着你的话语，是吧？你要亲自对我们讲。
And by your word, you want to speak to us.
要借着你的圣灵在我们每个人的心。
And use the Holy Spirit in each one of our hearts.
特别是在我们中间还在寻求真理的。还不明白的弟兄的朋友的心里面，是吧？你来亲自对我们讲话。
Especially those of our friends, who are seeking for the truth and do not know you yet, would you, speak personally to them?
把智慧和悟性赐给我们，使我们真是可以明白。
And give us wisdom and understanding so that we may, so that we may receive revelation.
我们也愿意把我们心中的赞美感谢归给你，还有我们的主耶稣基督。
We are willing to give our hearts praise and thanksgiving to you and our Lord Jesus.
这样祷告，还是奉耶稣基督的。
And we pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，刚才我们一起读了这个故事。
And so we just read the story together.
啊，有两个问题。
And there are two questions.
第一个就问题就是为什么哈、啊？为什么这故事里边这两个人的结局有如此大的差别？
One question is that why is the end result for these two characters in the story so different?
是什么原因导致他们啊生前和死后的差别如此之大？
What is the cause that their previous life and then the life after death is so different?
啊，第二个问题呢？
Second question.
就是我们愿意像谁？
Is who are we willing to be like?
我记得很久以前啊，我们中间有一位朋友啊。我们曾因为你知道基督徒给福音朋友传福音总是会讲到天堂地狱永生这类的事对吧
I remember that there was a friend a long time ago and you know that when Christians speak of the gospel we will inevitably speak of heaven and hell and eternal life
那么这位朋友呢他是非常有学识的朋友啊，他就告诉我们说他说其实我根本不在乎你们所说的天堂也好地狱也好永生也好这根本不是我关心的事，我也不在乎。
And so this friend was very learned, and so he told us that I don't believe or care about this eternal life, Hades or hell.
我在乎的是今天，今生。
What I'm concerned about is today, living today.
因为这是看得见摸得着的，其他的东西都是你去过吗？我们当然没去过，对吧？
Because these are things that you can see and touch. What you're talking about, have you been there? Have you visited?
那么当然我们基督徒不会这么想啊，我们最理想的情况应该是这样的。如果我想问大家，最理想的应该是什么样的一个情况？
And of course, as Christians, we don't think like this. But what is the worst situation? So what is the ideal case that we can think of?
那就是我活着的时候像拿撒路，然后死了的哦，对不起，活着的时候像财主，对吧？然后死了以后像拿撒路，这是最好的，对吧？
So our ideal situation is that when we are alive, we are like this rich man, and when we die, we are like Lazarus.
今天也是我们要回答的问题，这可能吗？
And the question we need to answer today is this possible?
我们先来看看这个财主啊，究竟他做了什么？他经历了他生前做了什么？
First take a look at this rich man. What did he experience in his previous life?
我想财主的生活啊是非常啊，今天是非常令人羡慕也令人向往的一个生活。
I think the life of this rich man is one that is very enviable today.
对啊，我想我现在已经马上就60岁了哈，我现在开始总算关心起我的退休的钱够不够用了。
And so I am almost 60 years old, and right now I'm concerned about do I have enough money for when I retire?
因为我原来我更不在乎这些东西，太早着呢，对吧？
Originally I wasn't concerned with these matters because it was far off.
那么实际上我想这个财主可以说他是有一生都有用不完的钱。
And so for this rich man, you can say that he had enough money that he couldn't spend it in his entire lifetime.
他身上穿的是圣经说的是穿着紫色袍和细麻布的衣服，这个在当时那个社会在那个地方啊，象征着富裕和权贵。
And so we read here in the Bible passage that he was always dressed in purple and fine linen. And so during that time, this was a very wealthy dress.
如果用我们今天这个人的观点来看，就相当于我们穿的是什么那些名牌的像什么那个叫什么呀？中文叫就是 LV 啊，这样或者 LV 或者古驰或者香奈儿这样的名牌服装，对吧？
And so if we take it to today's society, it would be as if we dress only in brand names like Gucci or Louis Vuitton or Chanel.
Oh, Chanel, yeah, right.
And also, this rich man, every day he had luxurious feasts.
因为有用不完的钱，他就可以任性。
Because he had this seemingly unlimited money.
最好正好我最近看到一个故事，大陆的一个非常富有，可能说是差不多曾经是首富的儿子。
And so recently I read in the news this man from a very wealthy man from China.
Yeah, basically he's a young man. 那么他儿子在疫情期间，你知道疫情的国与国际都是关闭的，但是他就可以为了去北海道去吃那个海胆。就可以在去年吧，去年最疫情最严重的时候，他可以飞到北海道去吃那个很昂贵的海胆，就是 sea urchin。
Okay, and so this rich man's son, during the pandemic last year, even though the borders were closed, he was able to fly to another city to eat this very rich seafood, sea urchins.
而且他满桌子上摆的全是那个海胆，然后他在他的微博上炫耀说：“我现在好了，你们呢？”
And so he had a table full of the sea urchins and he took a picture and posted it on Weibo.
Yeah,
and
Weibo is a blog.
Weibo is
a blog. Yeah.
Okay, on Weibo.
It's
and
like a Twitter.
On the Chinese Twitter, Weibo, and said, look at all of this, I'm good now, how about you?
Right. 那么我想有钱真是就可以这样做，要有用不完的钱嘛，对吧？而且这个财主六个兄弟都是这样。
And so I suppose if you have a lot of money, money that you can't finish spending, you could do this. And not only this rich man in the story had lived like this, but he was one of six brothers and they all lived like this.
Right. 对呀，大家注意到没有？当我们在读这个故事前段的时候，其实主耶稣在讲这个故事，并没有说这个财主犯了什么大的罪。
And did you notice that when we were reading this passage, the Bible doesn't say that this rich man, did any particular sin.
Right. 而且因为他是花自己的钱，我自己的钱呢，我当然可以这样做了。
He was spending his own money, so of course, if you're spending your own money, you can do whatever you want.
如果是我们非要找一点啊, 这个财主究竟什么地方做错了?
But if we need to find something that this man did wrong,
就是他可能没有缺了点怜悯的心,
perhaps that he lacked a compassionate heart.
因为你看门口那个要讨饭的那个财主, 那个拿沙路的话, 他最多只能捡到点零碎充饥, 就是他都吃不饱的。
Because this beggar Lazarus was at his door, he didn't feed him. He was only able to get scraps just to satiate his hunger a little bit.
我想不知道当时那个社会的风俗啊，但我想要是今，是不是他这个财这个要饭的躺在门口可不可以？
So I'm not too sure of the customs of that time. So I'm not sure if leaving a beggar at the door is okay.
Yeah, 我想今天在美国是肯定不会的。你要是跑到一个豪宅的门口躺在那儿要饭。 他一定会去叫警察把你赶走的，对吧？
So this is not acceptable today in the U.S. If there's a beggar laying at a mansion's door, you would immediately call the police.
在中国的话呢，这些多半都是骗子，你看。And
in China, many times that these are common.
昨天我还从微信上看到一个故事，就是有一家人跑到医院门口啊，在那儿要饭要钱呢。他其实后来那个记者悄悄的偷拍，关键他是骗子，一家人都是骗子。
Recently, I saw on the news in WeChat that there's a whole family that went to a hospital asking for food and for money, but it turns out that they were all charlatans, the whole family.
但不管怎么说啊，我们觉得这个财主他其实他没有什么大的问题。But
no matter how you look at it, this rich man, he didn't have too big of a shortcomings.
Right. 但是为什么他死了以后竟遭遇这么大的灾难，在阴间里边受苦？
But why is it that after he died, he experienced such a disaster in Hades that he had to suffer?
你看二十世纪这样说哈，他是哭喊着对亚伯拉罕说，他说可怜我吧，打发那个拿撒路来蘸指尖蘸点水来凉凉他的舌头，因为他是在火里边烤着的。And
so in verse 24, you see that he cried out and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus so that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool off my tongue.
你知道亚伯拉罕？ 亚伯拉罕怎么回答？对不起，我过不去。
How did Abraham reply? Basically, I'm sorry, I can't get over there.
我不知道哈，财主在那个火里边烤着。我想人要是落在那样的情里边，是真想死的，我不会想活的，对不对？但是他想死，死不了。他的身体确实已经埋葬了。And
so, I'm thinking that he was probably roasting in this flame and wanted to die, but he couldn't die. Because his body had already been buried.
这是他的灵魂，圣经说是不死的，所以在里边永远是就在那儿就受苦。Because
this was his soul, and the Bible says that the soul does not die, so his soul was here suffering.
完全没有得到一点怜悯，亚伯拉罕想帮也帮不了他的。And
there was no mercy in this place, even though if Abraham wanted to help him, he could not.
所以我们就来想，这是真的事情吗？真的可能这样发生吗？And
so we think to ourselves, is this real? Could this really happen?
这是主耶稣自己亲自讲的。And
these are words that the Lord Jesus himself spoke.
我们都知道哈，人要是死了，离开了这个世界以后，会有两个非常不好的地方。We
all know that when man dies, there are two places that they can go that are bad.
一个就是阴间，这个地方是暂时的一个地方。One
is Hades, but this is a temporary place.
我们都知道圣经告诉我们哈，有很多记载。圣经告诉我们在阴间里面有魔鬼撒旦，还有那个堕落的天使都在阴间里。And
we know from the Bible, it tells us that there are many bad things, that there are demons and fallen angels.
对，还有很多地上的君王，我们都以为那些伟大的领袖也好，他们都是在今天都是在阴间里边，还有一些军师的领袖啊，他们圣经就说他们都在今天都在阴间里。 就像这个财主一样，财主的地方。And
many souls of worldly kings and leaders and warriors, they're all there in Hades.
他们在那儿等候世界末了的一个大审判。They're
there waiting for the judgment, the great judgment at the end of the world.
然后审判以后呢，他们就会被全部阴间里边的人全部会被扔到丢进地狱里去。And
after the great judgment, all those who are in Hades will be transferred to hell.
地狱就是第二个地方，那个地方是永远烧着的硫磺火。
And And hell is the second place, and that's where there is unquenchable flame in the lake of sulfur.
圣经告诉我们, 那个地方是完全没有怜悯, 也不可能存在所谓的轮回, 在那就永远在那儿。
And the Bible tells us that there,
cannot be come back,
or recycled. So once you are in hell, you are there for eternity. There is no reincarnation afterward.
我们都那个是，所以从今天的这个角度来看，今天实际上没有地狱的。大家记得，我们常常说你下地狱，其实今天没有地狱，今天只有阴间。但是阴间的人，包括财主在内，最终他们都会下到地狱去。
And so,
将来,
today, currently, there actually is no hell, even though we often say, well, oh, you're going to go to hell. Hell does not exist yet. What exists is Hades. But eventually, all of those who are in Hades, including that rich man, will go to hell.
你最终阴间也都会被扔在地狱里,
at the time of judgment.
你知道在圣经很特别的记载, 圣经旧约啊, 从来不讲地狱的, 所以犹太人的传统里边是没有地狱这个概念, 他们只有阴间。
You know that the Bible is actually very peculiar in that Old Testament, it doesn't talk about hell, it talks about Hades. And so in traditional Jewish understanding, they only know of Hades.
但是圣经翻译有这个错误, 尤其是 King James 确实有这个错误, 他把那个 Sheol, 那个希伯来文那个 Sheol, 就是深坑的意思, 把它翻译成地狱, 其实不是, 那个地方是阴间, 我们知道阴间, 圣经用另外一个词, 叫深坑, 非常看不见的一个世界。
But there are some errors in the translations in the Bible, especially in the King James Version. It translates Sheol or the pit as hell, but they are not the same.
Hell是hell,那么到了新约的话,主耶稣就又讲阴间,又讲地狱,比如这儿他就讲到阴间,就是人死以后,不幸的人暂时去的地方。But
in the New Testament, the Lord Jesus speaks of hell and Hades, and here he's speaking of Hades, where those who are unbelieving go for a temporary hold.
因为主耶稣还要因讲到审判，他也常常提到地狱。他比如说，他说如果一个人，如果有一个人的眼睛或者你的手或者你的脚让你跌倒。
And when the Lord Jesus speaks of judgment, he often speaks of hell. So for example, he says that if your eye, your hand, or your foot causes you to stumble.
主耶稣说，还不如把你的眼睛剜出来，或者你的手给砍断，砍下来，脚砍下来。 强如你带着全整个身体去到地狱，你砍下来进天堂，都要强过你带着全身去地狱。
It's better that you gouge out your eye or cut off your hand and your foot, and lose one part of the body, and then rather than having a whole body and going into hell.
比如主还讲到说，讲到审判的时候，他说你们不要怕那些杀你身体的人。And
the Lord Jesus also says, do not fear those who kill the body.
要怕的是那些不光能够杀你的身体，而能可以把你的灵魂和身体一同丢到地狱的人。
But rather fear him who is able to destroy both the soul and the body in hell.
所以我们讲到这些有两个不好的地方，一个是去阴间暂时的，还有一个是地狱，那是永恒的，我烧着的苦难。
And so we speak of these two terrible places. One is Hades, which is a temporary holding place, and the other is hell.
那么我们来看拿撒路呢。
Let's take a look at Lazarus.
拿撒路呢，他非常贫穷，他而且浑身都长疮。So
Lazarus was very poor, and he had sores all over his body.
他被人放在那个财主的门口，在那儿想要得到一点零碎充饥。And
he was placed at the door of this rich man's house, looking for scraps.
但是不知道大家注意到没有啊，在这段圣经里边，除了记载这一点，他去想要讨饭吃。 那个讨零碎充饥以外，没有记载拿撒路说过什么，做过什么。But
I don't know if you noticed that other than saying that he was looking for our scraps or begging, the Bible doesn't record anything that Lazarus has said or done.
Yeah, 但是主耶稣说，他死了以后，天使就直接把他带到亚伯拉罕的怀里。But
the Bible records that after he died, he was taken by an angel into Abraham's bosom.
那么亚伯拉罕的怀里是什么呢？
But what is Abraham's bosom?
圣经也讲到。 人死了以后，有两个地方是非常好的地方，是应该去的地方。The
Bible also says there are two places that once you die that you can go to that are good places, very good places.
一个就是乐园，就是也是暂时的地方。
One is paradise, but this is also a temporary place.
也就是刚才我们这圣经里面讲的拉萨路 所在的那个亚伯拉罕的怀里就是乐园。
And this is what the Bible refers to here in the story at Abraham's bosom. This is paradise.
那么这些在乐园的人也是要等到世界末日的时候也有一个审判。
But those
也有是主耶稣台前的奖赏和处罚。
The people who are in paradise are also waiting for judgment. They're waiting for judgment from the Lord Jesus to receive either reward or punishment.
阴间啊，刚才我们从这个故事看到，阴间和这个乐园这样互相之间是看得见的，而且可以讲话。
And so we can see from this story in the Bible that those Hades and paradise are actually connected. You can see each other and talk.
但是呢，他们之间有深渊的限定，所以不能够彼此之间不能来往啊。
But there is a great fixed chasm between them, so you cannot go from one place to the other.
而且圣经别的地方告诉我们，虽然我们可能在其他的文化你们都知道，但是呢，无论是阴间和乐园，其实可以和我们这个地上今天活着的这个人的世界，好像有一些可以有一定程度的来往的。
And we can also people in Hades and Paradise can also contact us in the current world.
Right, 可以。对，比如说圣经就记载有一个人叫使徒保罗，他就被提到乐园去。
And those
他生活着的时候。
And those of us in this world can also see paradise and Hades. For example, the Bible records Apostle Paul, he was able to see paradise.
然后还有一个先知叫约拿，对。
And there was also a prophet called Jonah.
对，他圣经记载说他在鱼肚子里面被鱼带进了那个地狱去，带进了那个 Sheol， 就是那个阴间深坑里边去。
The Bible says that when he was in the belly of the whale, he saw Sheol, or he was brought into Sheol.
Right. 我想，因为在鱼肚子里边，要他真正去了，还不一定回得来啊。但是他在鱼肚子里，知道象征着我们的主耶稣基督三天死里复活嘛，所以他是在那个里边去了，但又回来了。
And so I don't think he physically went to Sheol or Hades because then he probably wouldn't have been able to come back. But he was in the belly of the whale. It's as if like when the Lord Jesus was buried for 3 days, and so he was able to see Sheol.
他可能是在鱼肚子里去了，他是非得肯定他真的去了哈，真的去了那个地方。
Yeah,
and
so. And so Jonah in the belly of his whale, in the belly of the whale, probably went to Sheol.
那么当乐园主耶稣在乐园里的人也要经过主耶稣的审判，但这个审判是奖赏啊，就是你做得好的人他会奖赏你啊。然后呢，所有乐园的人最终会去到一个地方叫天堂。
And so those in paradise will also receive the judgment of the Lord Jesus, but this judgment is for whether or not you receive rewards.
今天就有天堂，天堂是神和主耶稣基督宝座的地方，充满了荣耀。
And so eventually all those in paradise will go to heaven. And heaven is where today the Lord Jesus and God have their thrones.
那么但是天堂你知道吗？还在建造，在施工建造的里面。
And but you know today that heaven is still under construction.
因为还在建造有一个城啊，圣经告诉我们叫新耶路撒冷，将来神要与人同住啊，而且再也没有眼泪，没有死亡，没有罪亡。
Because the Bible tells us that In heaven, they're still building this city called New Jerusalem, where eventually God and people will live together.
所以我们的问题就是为什么这两个人，这个财主和拉撒路会有如此不同的结局？
And in heaven, there will be no more sin, death, sorrow, pain. So then we also have to ask, why is it that the ending of Lazarus and the rich man are so different?
是不是说富人就一定要下地狱，贫穷的人就自然而然就可以上天堂？
Does it mean that rich men automatically go into hell and Hades after death, and the poor go to heaven?
其实你看第二十五节哈，二十五节好像也给我们是好像这样的感觉哈。第二十五节说亚伯拉罕对财主说哈，他说儿啊，你该回想你生前享过的福，拉撒路也受过苦，如今他在这里在乐园得安慰，你倒受痛苦在阴间哈。
So if we look at verse 25, it appears that this is true. For it says, Abraham said, Child, remember that during your life you received good things, and likewise Lazarus bad things. But now he is being comforted here, and you are in agony.
但是我们都知道，圣经在多处地方都反反复复地告诉我们，神是不偏待人的。
But we know in the Bible that it repeatedly tells us that God is impartial to man.
神不偏待富人，也不偏待穷人。
He doesn't favor rich men and he doesn't favor poor.
我们在美国，在西方，我们都常常听到有人讲，尤其是政治家们，常常会讲一句话。
And often we hear we hear people say, especially in the West, politicians, they have this saying.
就是在造物主面前，什么人人平等，是不是？有常常政治家会这么说。
And so we often hear these Western politicians say that before the Creator, all men are equal.
其实圣经里面没有这句话。
Actually, the Bible doesn't have this phrase.
但是我相信是根据刚才我们说的圣经里边说的神不偏待人这句话引申而来。
But I believe that they probably extrapolated this from the statement in the Bible that God is impartial to man.
那么他们两个人财主和这个拉撒路他们的结局确实跟他们的在地上的贫穷富有有关系。
And so the ending for the rich man and Lazarus does have something to do with their wealth.
Yeah, with their rich or poor, right? 但是呢没有必然的关系。
But it is not necessarily an absolute relationship.
为什么这么说呢？看看这个故事里边的第三个人，那个亚伯拉罕。
So why do I say this? Well, take a look at the third character in the story, Abraham.
亚伯拉罕在世的时候，活着的时候是个大财主啊。
So Abraham, when he was alive, was a very wealthy man.
对，那么他也在乐园里边了。
But he is also in paradise.
所以我们要怎么样来理解这个故事，或者明白这两个人的结局
？So then, how can we understand the endings of these two characters?
所以我们就看哈，在后面一段圣经有两节圣经。第29节和31节。
So if we look at the latter portion of the scripture in verses 29 and 31.
这两节圣经那个亚伯拉罕反复提到有两个人，一个是摩西，一个是先知。
Abraham repeatedly mentioned two groups. One is Moses and one is the prophets.
对，比如29节亚伯拉罕说他们就是这财主希望那个拉撒路回去给他的五个弟兄弟传福音嘛。他说那亚伯拉罕就回答说他们有摩西和先知的话可以听从。
And so the rich man had wanted Lazarus to go back and spread the gospel to his brothers, but Abraham says to them, they have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them.
然后31节也说他们若不听从摩西和先知的话就是有一个从死里复活的人他们也不听。
But in verse 31 he says, if they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be persuaded, even if someone rises from the dead.
显然我们都知道财主活着的时候他过滤了先知摩西和先知的话。
So then from this we know that this rich man, when he was alive, ignored Moses and the prophets.
因为他是以色列人嘛财主啊他一定是知道摩西和先知的。
Because this man is, the rich man is an Israelite, he of course would have known who Moses was and his prophets were.
但是他生前太忙了，忙于天天奢华宴乐，所以他没有时间去注意摩西和先知他们究竟讲什么。
But he was too busy in his previous life. He was too busy having festivities and enjoying luxuries, so that he didn't take the time to understand Moses and the prophets.
所以他对那个亚伯拉罕说，他说不是的，他说第二十三节说。他说我主亚伯拉罕不是的若是有一个从死里复活的到他们那里去他就会听因为他觉得摩西和先知所讲的话太没有吸引力比起他在这个生前他说天天的奢华宴乐他觉得摩西的话没有先知的话没有吸引力所以如果一个从死里复活的人去那就会不一样了对吧他会这么想
So that's why in verse 30 he says No father Abraham but if someone goes to them from the dead they will repentAnd so because he had spent his life in just luxuries and festivities, didn't pay attention to the more boring Moses and the prophets,
right.
He thought that if someone, his brothers were like so as well, if someone was raised from the dead and they saw him, they would repent.
Right. 然后亚伯拉罕就说不可能的。就如果他不听摩西和先知的话，那么就算有个死里复活，他们也都不会听从的。
But Abraham said that's not possible. If they don't listen to Moses and the prophets now, even if someone rises from the dead and appears before them, they won't be persuaded.
所以我们今天要真正的理解这个故事，理解这两个人为什么有这样不同的结局的话，我们就需要从先知摩西和先知来看。
Therefore, then, to truly understand this story and to be able to understand the ending of the rich man and Lazarus, we need to start from Moses and the prophets.
啊，所以我们先来看看摩西。
First, let's look at Moses.
哦，我想摩西和先知他们两个所代表的就是整本旧约圣经。
So Moses and the prophets represent the entirety of the Old Testament.
那么摩西在旧约里边所代表的是什么呢？
So what does Moses represent in the Old Testament?
他代表的是神的律法。
He represents the law of God.
啊，神的律法就相当于我们人在活在这个社会，我们人也有道德，也有法律，对吧？
And so the law, like in today's society, represents our moral code and legal.
Right. 那么神的法律呢？那人的法律哈，人的道德都限制我们在这个社会里面，希望我们做一个好人。
And so man's morality and legal system wants us to be good people in the society.
而神摩西的律法或者神的律法呢，就是要告诉我们要怎么样去按照神的要求去做。如果你做到了，你就可以去乐园，去天堂，必得永生。
And the purpose of the law of Moses and the law of God is to tell us of the requirement that we need to fulfill in order to enter into paradise.
所以曾经有一个当主耶稣在地上的时候，曾经有过通晓摩西律法的一个教师啊，去问耶稣。
And so while the Lord Jesus was still on this earth, there was a young teacher of the law who went to go see him.
Right. 这个是你听他的对话，你知道他非常了解摩西的律法的，所以他对来到主耶稣面前，他对主说，他说我要做什么才可以承受永生，就是说我才可以上天堂或到乐园，对吧？他是这个意思。
And so this man had a great understanding of the laws, and he comes before the Lord Jesus and says, Teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?
耶稣反问他，啊，律法上是怎么写的？
And so the Lord Jesus replied to him with another question, saying, What is written in the law?
这个律法的教师就说啊，就是律法上写着要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神。
And this teacher of the law said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind."
然后其次呢，要爱你的邻居如同爱自己。
And love your neighbor as yourself.
哇，你知道我们如果是了解整个旧约圣经，就知道这个律法师的总结是废。高度的非常准确的总结，把整个摩西的律法总结成两句话，爱神然后爱人，对吧？要爱神，全心全意的爱神，然后爱人如己。
And so if you understand the Old Testament, then you understand that this, these two phrases, sum up all of the Old Testament and the law. One is to love your God, and the other one is to love your neighbor.
所以主耶稣一听，哇，你这回，主耶稣说，回答的非常好，你就去照着去住，你就有永生。
So the Lord Jesus replied to him and said, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live."
那这个律法师听了挺不服气的啊，这么简单就把我打发，我早就知道这些东西了，对吧？律法师就说，谁是我的邻居？
And so this young teacher was dissatisfied.
真的你好好的。
Okay, so this teacher of the law was dissatisfied with the answer because he said, "How could you so easily, push me aside? I already knew these things." And so he says to Jesus and said, "Who is my neighbor?"
我想问大家，谁是今天我们这故事中财主的邻居？
And so, who is the neighbor of today's rich man?
哎，拉萨路，对不对？门口要饭的那个拉萨路。
And so it would be Lazarus.
但是财主他住到了爱拉撒路如同爱他自己了吗？
But did the rich man love Lazarus as himself?
我们先不说他爱不爱神啊，他爱没有爱拉撒路如同爱他自己。
We won't mention whether or not he loves God, but did he love his neighbor Lazarus himself?
大家是不是觉得摩西的律法要求太高了，谁能够做得到？
And do you all feel that the standards of Moses' law are too high that you cannot attain them?
你知道我们人哈，我们人和神的认知有一个错位。
You know that there is a misperception of our understanding of God and man.
因为如果是按照我们人的法律或者人的道德的要求，我们绝大部分人都是好人。
Because according to our own laws and moral standards, most people are good people.
好，虽然我们都承认没有一个人是完美无缺的，对吧？
Though we admit that nobody is perfect and complete.
但是绝不可能绝大多数人都会应该去下地狱的。
But definitely we don't think that most people should go to hell.
我们中国人哈， 我不知道美国人啊，中国人美国人是 RIP， 不对，死了以后就 rest in peace 啊。那么中国人呢，最近我在常常看到，当人死了以后，我们会有一个美好的祝愿的话。
So in American society, when someone dies, you tell them you rest in peace. And in the for Chinese, I was recently reading that they often say,
说什么？就是一路走好，天堂，天堂没有痛吧。
Have a good journey. There's no pain or illness in heaven.
我每次听到这句话，我心里一定会想一件事。
And every time I hear this phrase, my heart, I always think of something.
他知道这个死了的人，他知道天堂那条路吗？
Does this person who died, did they know the road to heaven?
因为圣经完全否定我们的这个人的这个认知，完完全全彻彻底底的否定我们人的这个认知。
Because the Bible completely rejects and denies this perception of man.
因为按照神的律法或者摩西的律法，这个地上没有一个好人，连一个都没有。
Because according to God's law, the law of Moses, there is no one good on earth, not even one.
都犯了罪，都亏缺了神的荣耀。
All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
这什么意思呢？就是我们每一个人从一生下来，我们注定的或者 by default， 就是注定的或默认的，就是下地狱。这就是我们所有人的结局。
So what does this mean? It means that when each one of us are born, by default, we are going to hell after death.
因为我们要去的天堂是神在的地方，他当然他有主权决定谁可以来我这儿，对不对？天堂也好，乐园是神同在的地方，我可以决定你们都不合乎我的标准，你们都该下地狱 by default.
And why is that? Because paradise and heaven is where God resides, and He has requirements for entering into His presence. And so by default, all of us do not meet these requirements, and therefore would go to hell.
这就是为什么主耶稣根本不在这个故事里面根本就不用指说财主他究竟做了什么罪，他注定的他本来就是要下地狱。
And this is why in his story the Lord Jesus doesn't specify exactly what sins the rich man committed because by default he was going to hell and
hell. 你知道在我们人的潜意识里面哈，不管你是谁，其实我们都是怕死。
And you know that man, no matter who you are, all of us are subconsciously afraid of death.
我最近听了一个耶鲁大学有一个非常非常受全校最受欢迎的一个哲学课。
So recently I heard from Yale, you know?
Yale.
A famous
philosophy class course. This is the most popular.
So there's a very popular philosophy class at Yale University.
那这个哲学课的主题就是人的死亡和灵魂。
And the topic of this philosophy class is man's death and soul.
那么这个哲学这个非常它是很著名的，所以叫 Kelly 什么我忘了 Kelly 什么看看你可以网上查一下 Yale most popular philosophy class course 马上它就会跳出来，也就是他们他在。
So there's a very famous professor that teaches this course. I don't quite remember his name, but if you look up Yale and philosophy online, it'll pop up.
他在讲到说，很多人嘴硬，他在课堂嘴说我不怕死。他说其实说这样的话的人根本就不知道，没有意识到死是什么意思。
And so he says that many people are stubborn and say that I am not afraid of death. And so he says those who say that don't actually understand what death is.
他说要么就是因为他们很年轻觉得死亡离他很遥远，所以他根本就不去想这个问题。
And one reason is that many of them are very young, and so death is something that is very far away from them.
还有就是他没有真正的去思想死亡来临的是那个恐惧。他说这个是非常真实的。如果任何一个人一旦去思想这个他一定害怕，你不知道死了以后发生什么。
And the other reason is that most people don't think about the uncertainty of death. And once, if they actually thought about it, then they would be afraid because no one knows what happens to you after death.
我们今天这个故事里边这个财主啊，他生前所做的一切啊，无非就是按照世界上的人做的一样，对吧？
And so this rich man in our story, what he did in his previous life was probably what everyone's doing now, right?
我们应该假想他的财产是合法的，不像很多今天很多还是从腐败来的，对吧？我想他是随从今世的风俗啊，就是按照自己随着自己的肉体和自己心中所喜好的去行。世界上的人都是这样做的，他也这样做。
And so we assume that in this story, the rich man worked for his wealth, and he didn't just inherit it. And so he worked very hard to gain what he had.
所以我们都刚才已经说了，主耶稣根本不用指出他是什么罪人，因为他这样的做，随从世间的做，他的结局就注定的下阴间了，不用说什么。And
so, like I said before, the Bible didn't need to specify any sin that this rich man committed because he worked according to the ways of the world, and by default, those of the world are going to fall.
但是你如果想要到乐园、到天堂，你必须要按照神的要求去做。
But if you want to enter into paradise, into heaven, you need to work according to God's standards.
圣经里边有一个很年轻的才子，拿到耶稣的面前来问耶稣。
And so in the Bible, there was a young rich man that went in front of Jesus to ask him a question.
他是个很非常特别的例子，因为他年轻，按理说他不应该享永生的事，他而且非常有钱，非常非常富有，他应该就说。 也可能是反过来吧，因为他有钱嘛，他有时间嘛，往往就会去享永生，也有可能啊。就像今天的那个，对不起。So
this young man was very peculiar because he is young, so death is far off from him. But it could be also that because he is rich, he has the time, and so he's thinking about eternal life.
就像最近世界第二大富翁叫什么？亚马逊的那个钱。
Just like the second richest man in today's world, Jeff Bezos.
那叫什么 Jeff
Bezos.
Jeff Bezos. 这世界上第二大的富翁。那最近你们大家新闻也看就知道，他开始在该要寻求永生了，因为他很富有嘛，就像我们的中国的秦始皇一样，因为他有很钱了，不想死了，所以他开始投资，要寻找长生不老永生的药。
And so recently in the news, you'll read that he has started to do research into eternal life because he's very rich now. He doesn't want to die, and so he's putting money into research to extend life.
Right, just like a Chinese emperor, the Qing Dynasty.
Oh, just like a Chinese emperor.
他也是要寻找永生，因为他那个时候有钱了嘛。
He also looked into eternal life because at that time he was comfortable and rich.
这个世界上最富有的现在那个叫 Elon Musk 对吧？就嘲笑他。
But the richest man in the world, Elon Musk, actually ridiculed him.
因为贝佐斯，对，他的名字叫贝佐斯。贝佐斯呢，喜欢起诉别人，特别是最近老是起诉那个首富叫埃隆·马斯克，对吧？就一输，又输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输了，然后输 所以 Elon Musk 就嘲笑他说，也许他要是找不到这个长生不老的药，他会起诉死神去了。
And so Elon Musk made fun of Jeff Bezos, saying that if he can't find a pill for eternal life or to extend life, then maybe he'll go sue the dead.
对不起，我扯远了，突然这个故事冒出来。那我们回到这个财主，这个年轻的财主问主耶稣那个问题，他来到主面前问耶稣说，我要怎么样住才可以得永生？年轻财主问。
I apologize, I went on a tangent. But coming back to this, so this rich young man comes before the Lord Jesus to ask, what do I do to inherit eternal life?
主耶稣说，诫命，神的诫命就是摩西的律法，你是晓得的，对吧？
And the Lord Jesus says to him that obey the laws of Moses, these are things that you know.
这个财主非常好，他是个很好的财主，所以主耶稣挺喜欢他的。他就回答主耶稣说，我从小就已经遵守了神的诫命，他这样说。
And so this rich young man was actually very good. So he said, all these I've kept up in my youth.
所以主耶稣说你还缺一件。
And so the Lord Jesus tells him, you lack one thing.
把你所有的财富都把它卖了，然后来跟随我。
Sell all of your riches and your possessions and then come and follow me.
哇，这个年轻财主一听，这还得了？所以马上脸色就变了，忧忧愁愁的走了。
And when this rich young man heard this, he was taken aback, and so he was saddened and went away.
这个门徒在旁边听，这还门徒反而就说，你这样说，那谁还能得救呢？
And so his disciples who were there and heard this said to the Lord Jesus, if you say things like this, who else can be saved?
其实主耶稣的目的是下面这句话，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
And so the Lord Jesus' purpose came in his next statement, which is, with people it is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
这就是先知要做的事情。
And this is what
所代表的事情呢?
And this is actually what the prophets represent.
我们都知道摩西把那个神的要求很高的要求告诉了人，没有人做得到。
We all know that Moses brought down God's standards to man, and no man can live up to it.
然后圣经里边神就差派了很多很多的先知，旧约大部分都是先知写的，先知就来告诉人，你们既然做不到。
And so God sent prophets, many, many prophets, even though the Old Testament is mostly about stories of prophets, to tell the people that you cannot meet God's standard.
你们就要来到神的面前来悔改，来认罪，说你们做不到。
Therefore, that's why you need to come to God to repent and to confess of your sins.
然后寻求神的赦免，神的怜悯，神的帮助。
And seek God's forgiveness and mercy and His help.
比如说先知耶利米这样说。
For example, the prophet Jeremiah.
他说：“被盗的以色列人呐，回来吧！只要承认你们的罪孽，神必不向你们怀怒、存怒啊！因为神是慈爱的、怜悯。”He
said, "Return, you faithless Israel. As long as you confess and repent your sins, I will not look upon you in anger, for I am a gracious God."
耶利米书3:12.
And that is in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 12.
又有一个先知叫以西结这样写道。
And there is another prophet called Ezekiel who says something.
神断不喜欢恶人灭亡。
He says that God does not take pleasure in the death of the wicked.
所以以西结说：“以色列啊，你们回来吧，回到神的面前，回转回吧。”
And so he says, Israel, please turn back from your evil ways.
离开恶道，何必要去死呢？
Turn back,
何必死亡呢？
Turn back from your evil ways. Why should you die?
以西结书3:11.
And that is in Ezekiel 33:1.
我想我们都知道财主他本身是以色列人，他当然知道先知摩西。
And so we said before that this rich man was an Israelite, so he, of course he knows Moses and the prophets.
只是因为他平时间太忙嘛，太忙于奢华宴乐，他没有时间去寻找明白摩西和先知讲的是什么。
But that he was too busy enjoying his life with these lavish feasts that he didn't have time to go understand the words of the prophets and Moses.
等他想起来要悔改了，已经太晚了，因为他那个时候都已经到阴间了。When
he thought of repenting, it was already too late because he was already in Hades.
在阴间再也没有怜悯，再也没有神的恩典和救恩了。So
once you are in Hades, the Lord's mercy and salvation and grace are no longer available.
我们今天常常听到别人讲说，神的爱是没有条件，对不对？很多政治家特别喜欢这样讲，神的爱是无条件的爱。We
often hear, especially from these politicians, that the love of God is unconditional.
Right, 所以我们在地上想干什么就可以干什么，对不对？做这些公开违背圣经的事，我们做，因为神是无条件的爱，包括很多做明显的得罪神的事，神是无条件的爱。
And that's why we can do whatever we want here on the earth, even if we commit sins and commit acts that the Bible is very against. It doesn't matter because God's love is unconditional.
其实神的爱，神的救赎是有两个条件的，
but actually, 有两个限制的，或这样说。 But actually, God's love and grace has two conditions or requirements.
一个就是我们还活在地上活着的时候。 在世界末日还没有来临的时候，这个时候神确实好像显出来是无条件的在爱我们。One
is that while we are still on the earth, before the end of the world, the Lord's love and grace seem to be unconditional.
我们特别是讲到神的这个救赎，就是一个是只能在今生今世我们还可以悔改的，还有一个限制呢，就是方法的限制，我们只能通过主耶稣基督。And
We're talking about the Lord's redemption and salvation, but we have to confess and repent while we are in this world. The other, it has to be through the Lord Jesus.
因为圣经清楚地告诉我们，除了耶稣基督的救赎以外，没有再也没有别的救赎，神所预备的只有一个。And
because the Bible clearly tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus.
Right, 因为我们人可以想到很多方法能够自救。 但是那是人的方法，神说我只有一个方法，就是通过耶稣基督。
Because man can come up with many ways to try and save ourselves. But the Lord says that you cannot save yourselves. The only way is through the Lord Jesus.
耶稣的基督就是救赎，就是2000年前他来到地上，代替我们人类所犯的一切的罪，做不到摩西律法的罪，他来替我们死，并且死在十字架上。
And the salvation of Lord Jesus is what he accomplished 2,000 years ago when he came upon the earth and he took upon all the sins, and those sins are the one, are the standards that we could not meet in Moses' law, and he died on the cross.
然后3天以后他从死里复活。
And 3 days later he was raised from the dead.
这是两个啊，一个就是神的救赎是只限于耶稣基督，因着神自己的安排啊，人你可以想很多办法，但是神不承认。 第二个就是我们必须在今生今世就接受这个救恩。And
so these two, one is that we have to go through, this is God's plan, because we cannot meet the standards of the law. And his, and the second one is that it has to be through the Lord Jesus, because this is God's plan. This is how he arranged for us.
但是神做了一件事情，他不再把这个救恩局限于以色列人，把它给了全世界所有的，授权人类。
And God also did this, that he did not limit the salvation to the Israelites, but he gave it to all of us.
而且我们其实要进一步去要明白的话，就会发现到，其实包括我们前面所讲的摩西的律法和先知的话，全部都是指向耶稣基督的。And
so we look at, we know that the law of Moses and all the words of the prophets all point to the Lord Jesus.
所以当那个主耶稣从死里复活以后，他就对门徒 有一开始是两个门徒在路上，那两个门徒非常糊涂了，他不知道主耶稣死了以后怎么办。And
so we know that once Jesus was raised from the dead, he explained to his disciples, and originally it was just two disciples who were very confused about what the Lord Jesus' death meant.
Right, 主耶稣这次复活以后，就想告诉他们，把圣经旧约里边关于先摩西和先知书上所写的关于耶稣自己的事情告诉他们。
And so our Lord, once he was resurrected, he explained to the disciples the law of the Moses' law and the words of the prophets and how they pertain to him.
然后主耶稣接下来又跟11个门徒，最重要的就是紧跟随耶稣的门徒，再次把先知书、摩西书和先知书上所写的关于他自己的事情告诉他们，他要怎样的死，怎样的复活。
And then he later, afterwards, also explained to the 11 disciples how the law of Moses and the prophets all pointed to him and talked about his death and his resurrection.
其实我们要看旧约就知道，包括摩西啊，包括那些先知在内，他们在旧约主耶稣还没有来之前，他们就已经在仰望耶稣基督了。And
so if we look in the Bible, looking at the law of Moses and the prophets, they were all looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
所以圣经告诉我们说，摩西啊，那是在1500年前，主耶稣来之前1500年，他就开始为耶稣、为基督而受苦。And
we can see that Moses, who was 1500 years before Christ came, he was already suffering for the Lord.
所以旧约这些先知也好，摩西也好，他们就是在向往耶稣基督所要带给他们的那个救恩和
And so Moses and the prophets, they were looking to the Lord Jesus and the salvation he would bring.
好了，我们回到我们这个故事里边，那么我们来解释一下为什么这个财主和拉撒路他们会有这样的结局。
And so coming back to our story, let's take a look as to why the rich man and Lazarus had such different endings.
我想到现在为止，我们都明白为什么财主会下到阴间，最终会到地狱去。
So I think we can understand why the rich man ended up in Hades and would eventually go to hell.
因为生前他没有去明白摩西的律法的要求，他也没有去明白先知说他做不到，他可以在神的面前悔改，来求神的赦免和帮助、怜悯。
And this is because the rich man in his previous life did not take the time to understand the law of Moses, to understand the standards that he could not meet, and therefore he didn't understand the prophets pointing him to turn to God to look for his mercy and his help.
对，我们都刚才已经讲到亚伯拉罕，他也是个大财主，对吧
And we already said before that Abraham was a very wealthy man.
圣经很清楚地让我们记载亚伯拉罕的一生地告诉我们，他一生都在仰望神给他的那个救恩，他当然做不到，他也知道他达不到神的要求。
And the Bible clearly states that Abraham his whole life looked to, was hoping for a salvation from God.
So
he knew he could not meet the standard.
所以耶稣在地上的时候就说，亚伯拉罕都仰望我的日子。显然亚伯拉罕在主耶稣来到地上两千年前就开始仰望耶稣基督了。
And the Bible says that, Abraham, who, lived 2,000 years before the Lord Jesus, was looking to the Lord Jesus.
所以他相信神预备的这个救恩。
Because he believed and had faith in the salvation that the Lord was going to prepare.
圣经就把他称之为信心之父。
And so, therefore, the Bible says that he is a father of faith.
对这样的人，圣经有一个词来形容他们啊，叫什么呀？叫饥渴慕义的人。饥渴慕义。They are looking for the righteous.
Oh, okay. And so the Bible has a phrase to describeThese types of people, and that these are those who are looking for the righteousness of God.
Right, or eager for the righteousness.
Eager for the righteousness.
那么圣经里面还有一个大财主很有趣啊，他的名字叫约伯。
And there's another very wealthy man, recorded in the Bible. His name was Job.
Job. 他其实是做得非常好的，他真是按照神的要求来要求自己，要求自己的七个儿子，三个女儿，他也非常富有。
And so,Job was a very good man. He lived, by God's standards, and not only for himself, but for his seven sons and three daughters.
Right. 那个他的儿女们也是差不多算是圣经记载，也是不能说天天奢华宴乐，但是天天都在，不是经常摆宴席啊，圣经就这么讲的。他们常常摆宴席，请自己互相彼此相亲。
And his children, it doesn't say that they, feasted every day, but they would often come together to gather and to, feast.
但是那个约伯非常小心啊，天天为他们祷告，希望他们不要得罪神。
But Job was very, careful, and so he prayed every day for his children that they would not sin against God.
而且圣经神都说约伯是个好人，是个义人。
And the Bible describes Job as a good man, as a righteous man.
但是神要让约伯更进一步的来认识神的这个救恩，所以就允许撒旦去攻击约伯。
But God wanted Job to know him more, and so he allowed Satan to attack Job.
对约伯一天之内他的所有的财产儿女都死了或者都被烧了烧尽都被毁了。
So within one day, Job lost all of his children and all of his property, was burned in flames.
或者说是被人抢。
对
吧？然后呢？第二天呢？他就全身长疮，从脚长到头顶，就跟我们这个故事里边那个拿撒路一样，浑身长疮。
And so on the next day, Job's entire body from his head to his toe was covered in sores, much like our Lazarus in our story.
但我们都知道约伯所做的，他虽然经历这么大的痛苦，但他一直在忍耐，求神啊，忍耐神的那个的帮助。
And we all know what Job did, that even though he went through all this suffering, he endured, and he waited for the Lord's help and his mercy.
Yeah, right.
And so eventually, God blessed Job with even more wealth than he had before. And he experienced God's salvation.
那么圣经把这一类型的人叫做什么样？叫做为义受逼迫的，就是persecuted.
And the Bible labels these types of people as those who endure suffering for sake of righteousness.
那么我们再来看看拿撒路为什么他会有这样的结局。
And so then we turn back to Lazarus, and so why did he have that his ending?
我们知道拿撒路他的名字哈、啊、很特别，耶稣特别讲到他提到他的名字。
And we know that the name Lazarus is very peculiar.
Right. 财主的名字耶稣并没有讲。
Because the Lord records his name, whereas he does not record the rich man's name.
这个很有趣，因为我们都知道神纪念那些属于他的人。财主是下阴间下地狱，神不纪念，所以神主耶稣的名字都没有讲，但是他特别提了拉撒路的名字。
And we know that the Lord remembers the names of those who belong to him. And so the rich man, because he was in Hades, deemed for hell, his name is not recorded.
拿撒路他的名字的意思就是神所帮助的人。
So the meaning of Lazarus means the one whom God helps.
因为一方面拿撒路非常贫穷。
Because Lazarus was very poor.
然后他有病啊，是一个可以说他在地上是一个无依无靠的人。
And he had an illness, and he could say that on earth he was one without hope and without.
所以往往这样的人活在地上，因为他贫穷，因为他有苦难，所以他往往比较容易去希望依靠神，仰望神的怜悯帮助。
Because of his situation, he was in poverty and he was diseased. It is easier for him to go to the Lord for help.
所以圣经也跟这样的人有一个特别的描述，叫做贫穷的人有福了。
And the Bible also has a description for this type of people. Blessed are those who are poor.
然后呢，拿撒路其实他是有怜悯。如果你仔细看，他是有怜悯心的。
And if you look closely, Lazarus is one who has compassion.
在这个圣经里边记第二十一节特别记载说，并且有狗来舔他的疮。
And verse 1 records that besides, even the dogs were coming and licking his sores.
这个中文的翻译还有英文的翻译跟别人有一种感觉，好像这个狗来欺负也不光是他得不到饱足，而且狗也来欺负他一样，有这样的一种好像翻译，比如说，哎，我不知道你在那边是不是这样翻的。
Yeah, and so the Chinese and the English translation give this perception that perhaps the dogs are even here bullying Lazarus.
Right, exactly. 你知道啊。养狗的人都知道，如果狗来舔你的话，它不是在欺负你。
But everyone knows that who owns a dog knows that if a dog comes to lick you, he's not trying to bully you.
而且这不是一条狗，这是很英文就知道是很多狗，应该是那些流浪狗，对吧？一些野狗或者是。
And it's not only one dog in the story. It's many, and it's probably the stray dogs.
因为人一般人的解释说，哦，这狗是在来 bully 他或者欺负那个拿撒路，是因为圣经里边关于记载狗的话，大部分都是讲到野狗，讲到狗都是非常凶恶，甚至吃人肉啊，就不好的，对吧？所以人家就说，那这个地方肯定狗也是做的不是欺负那个拿撒路。
And so those who read this passage may think that the dogs are there to bully Lazarus because many times in the biblical story the dogs that are mentioned are wild dogs. They're very vicious and they eat human flesh.
Right, exactly. So, 但是这个地方呢，养狗的人就知道，如果狗不像我们人，它有诡诈，它一旦要是对你不好的话，它就应该是很凶狠的，对不对？或者是汪汪的狠狠的向你叫，甚至有的狗是不说话的。不叫的怎么办？不叫的狗是上来就咬你，就那种，对吧？
And so those who own dogs know that dogs they're not deceitful unlike men. And if they have ill or if they're malicious, they'll just bark at you incessantly. Or if they don't bark, they'll just come up and bite you directly.
Exactly. So, 所以实际上这个狗在这个地方，如果它来舔你的话，实际上它是很友好的表示，很有可能拿撒路，因为他们狗也好，拿撒路也好。都是去捡，都是想要去吃那个财主桌上掉下来的碎渣嘛，零碎嘛。
And so, if the dog has a good disposition, he will come and lick you, and they will probably all together because they all wanted to get scraps from the rich man's table.
我们可以我自己的 make 一个 assumption 啊，就有可能那个财主就把一些零碎，因为人还是比狗厉害啊，可能抢到的食物、得到的食物就分给狗吃，狗就把它当成是主人了，所以就去舔它。
And so I'm making an assumption here that perhaps a rich man put out his scraps and then Lazarus or whoever was there would share with the dog and therefore the dog recognized Lazarus as their master.
因为甚至有的人还去做研究啊，真的有人做研究，就发现了狗舔那个伤口啊，其实可以止痒的。因为像我小的时候，要是有被蚊子咬了，我都会沾着口水涂上去，那个止痒嘛，对吧？其实狗舔医学上说有这个功用的。显然狗在安慰拿撒路。
And so, as researchers say that a dog's saliva can relieve itching, much like if we get a bug bite, then we'll use our own saliva or spit to rub onto the bug bite to relieve itching.
虽然他自己是个可怜的人，但是他也有可怜的心，所以圣经把这样的人叫做什么？可怜人，可怜有可怜心的人是有福的，怜悯人的是有福的。
And so, you can see here that Lazarus probably had a gentle heart. And the Bible also says that those, blessed are those who are gentle or meek.
Those who have mercy.
Mercy.
Yeah, blessed are those who have mercy. 那么当然刚才他已经讲了一点，还有一点就是拿撒路是个非常安静温柔的人。
So the first phrase was, blessed are those who are merciful. And then the Bible also describes Lazarus as being very gentle.
因为圣经里边大家不知道注意到没有，圣经里边其实哈还有一个拉撒路，就有两个拉撒路，这是还有一另外一个。
And so, there are two Lazaruses mentioned in the Bible.
另外一个拉撒路呢，他得了重病，然后呢就死了，埋在坟墓里四天。
And so the other Lazarus, he contracted an illness and then died and then was buried in a tomb for 4 days.
然后四天以后，主耶稣让他从死里复活。
And then the Lord resurrected him from the dead.
你知道这两个拉撒路有一个共同的特点。
And so did you know that these two Lazaruses share a particular characteristic?
Right. 当然他们名字也是一样的，他名字就在说表明说是神帮所帮助的人啊。那还有另外一个特点。
Of course, they share the same name, which means the one whom God helps, but they also have another common feature.
圣经在记载他们的时候，没有记载他们两个人讲过一句话。
So when the Bible records them, it does not record anything that they have said.
其实我相信圣经在暗示我们，他们都是苦难，都在苦难中的人，他们在默默地忍受苦难、贫穷，然后呢，也没有抱怨，是在盼望着神给他们的拯救。
So it seems to tell us that they were those who endured silently, and then they didn't complain either, but they waited for God's help.
所以圣经有一个有也也有个词来形容这样的人，就是那些温柔的人啊，是有福的。
And so the Bible describes this type of person saying that blessed are those who are gentle or meek.
所以我们可以看到什么样的人可以进到乐园，进到那个天堂去。
So we can see the type of person that can enter into paradise and into heaven.
饥渴慕义的人啊，不管你有多富裕，像亚伯拉罕富有，饥渴慕义就是你要盼望神的救恩，盼望神的人，这样的人是有福的。
It is that those who look to the Lord and look to His salvation, these are the ones who are blessed. Doesn't matter how physically wealthy you are.
然后就是那些唯一受逼迫的人，这样的人不多啊，因为我们。平时也做得不够好，唯一受逼迫的人很少，也很难做到。但是也有这样的人，非常蒙神的祝福。
And those who endure persecution, there's not many of them, but they are also blessed.
然后贫穷的人也是蒙福的，因为他们没有可依靠的，在这个地上活着的时候，他们只能仰望神。如果他这样真这样做，他一定会蒙怜悯的。
And those who are poor because they have no one else to rely upon except upon God and His mercy.
然后就是那些有怜悯的怜悯心的人，我们不光是怜悯别人，也怜悯那个神所造的一切。这样的人，因为他有一个像神那样的心，怜悯就是神就是怜悯的神嘛，所以他有这样的心，往往就会蒙福。
And the other type of man who or person who is blessed is those who have a merciful heart, because that is like God's heart, because He is full of mercy.
他时常想到神是怜悯的人。怜悯人的神，所以我们也应该有这样的心。那么最后一种就是那些温柔不抱怨啊，虽然命运生活给我们带来很多苦难，但是我们默默承受，知道只有神可以救我们，这样的人是蒙福的。
And the last type of person is one who endures silently, doesn't complain, and that is the one who is meek and gentle in spirit. So blessed are those who are meek.
最后回到我们自己。
And lastly, we come back to ourselves.
我们怎么样能够不去阴间地狱，去乐园，去天堂呢？
So how can we ourselves avoid going to Hades and hell, but instead enter paradise and heaven?
完全取决于我们今天在地上啊，我们是否是接受耶稣基督的救恩。
It depends entirely on whether or not today, in our life today, we accept the Lord Jesus and His salvation.
我们也必须只有在今生今世才可能有这样的机会接受。一旦我们离开了，我们就再也没有机会。就像那个财主，想悔改都不可能了。
And we only have this opportunity in our life and time on earth now, today. Because once we die, like that rich man, it is not possible.
然后其实也很简单，如果想要得到神的怜悯和救赎的话，就是来到神的面，来到主耶稣面前，承认我们的罪，我们做不到。
And it's actually very simple. We just have to come before the Lord, and to repent and confess that we cannot live up to God's standard.
我们愿意相信主耶稣基督，你啊， 代替我的罪死了，所以我接受你为我预备的救恩。
And to acknowledge that, that the Lord Jesus took upon our sin for himself.
就是你愿意口里承认耶稣基督，心里也相信他，就这么两件事情就够了。
And that we confess with our mouth that we are willing to believe in the Lord Jesus. Just these two things, and it is enough.
所以盼望我们中间无论是你还在要信，还没有信的也好。
And so today among us, whether you are looking to believe or have not yet believed.
或者你信了，但是你还没有完全明白的话，真的知道我们只有来到主耶稣的面前，没有人能够做得到神的要求。
Or that you have believed, but you don't have a full understanding. Know that you have come before the Lord Jesus because no one can meet God's standard.
我们做不到，但是主耶稣做到了，神做到了。
And we cannot, for us it is impossible, but for God, He has already accomplished it.
我们只要接受他的，为我们所做的，就可以了。
We just have to receive the salvation He's accomplished for us, and that is enough.
当他把他的那个生命放在我们的里面的时候，我们就发现到我们会做一些原来我们根本做不到的事。
And once His life is in us, we'll discover that we can accomplish things that we could not before.
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你，为着你为我们所预备的救恩。
Lord, we give you praise and thanksgiving for the salvation that you have prepared for us.
但愿这个救恩，主啊，也能够临到所有还在黑暗中还在寻求的人。
And would the salvation be upon those who are still in the darkness, those who are still searching?
主啊，巴不得你能借着这个故事主啊，能够告诉我们，主啊，在这个当我们活着的时候，我们还可以。来相信，来接受。
And would you use this story to tell us that we would believe and accept while we are still alive?
使我们不至于将来离开这个世地上的时候，离开这个世界的时候，落在痛苦的里面。
And so that when we leave this earth, we would not be in suffering.
永远不在的怜悯。
And no longer receive mercy.
主啊，但愿你的怜悯今天就临到我们。
Lord, would your mercy be upon us today?
临到我们中间每一个人。
And be upon everyone amongst us.
祷告乃是奉耶稣基督的。
We pray this in the Lord Jesus' name.